Another famous solo sailing race is to call at Kinsale later this year. The Figaro, which last year had two Irish entrants, will be in Kinsale between June 5th and June 9th. Niamh Hayes went along to the launch of the event last night in Cork.
Le Figaro is considered by many to be the unofficial world championship of single-handed offshore sailing. And this year, on its 50th anniversary, it is coming to Kinsale for the 20th time after a break since 2010. I spoke to Donal Small, event organiser of the Kinsale leg, at the launch last night.
So the launch night is just to get some awareness about the Figaro. It was last year in 2010. And when things don't happen for a good while, people forget about it. So really, we just want to get the awareness out that the Figaro is back. Hopefully, it'll be an ongoing returning to Ireland. And it's just a launch here in the Rochestown Park so that people can become aware. Special guest this evening, we have Joan Molloy is over. She's been very busy sailing for the last week in her brand new Figaro, and she flew in this afternoon to launch the event here in Kinsale.
Joan Molloy has been sailing since she was 8 and took it up professionally 5 years ago. Last year was her first time having her own solo campaign, and after becoming the first Irish woman to compete in the 2018 Figaro, she is now looking forward to this year's race.
So this year we've got a new boat for the class. So one thing about this type of racing that I do is that everybody has the same boat, identical boats. So that means you really pitted skipper against skipper. And this year we have Figaro 3. So that's a Beneteau Figaro 3. And it's the first production boat to have foils. So that will make the racing quite different. And it's just a big step forward for the class, and it's exciting to be part of that development.
Racing solo, how is that different to having a team behind you?
It's very different on the water. When you're racing solo, you are in charge of every aspect of the boat, so navigation, strategy, tactics, you're looking after the maintenance of the boat. All the things that a whole team would do usually, it's just up to you. So I know it sounds crazy, but sometimes you video yourself, like telling, you just video the yourself talking about the problem, and just talking about it sometimes helps you iron it out. So you're not quite talking to yourself. But for me, it's because you're so busy, it's usually not that much of a problem because you have a lot on.
But I'm sure there are a lot of positives to being by yourself out there in the ocean as well.
Absolutely, there's huge positives. For me, one of the big positives is the sense of achievement that you get. You know, if you're sailing with a team, yeah, you can divide your problems up by 10, but then you have to divide your successes by 10 as well. And when you're by yourself, yeah, you have to deal with the problems by yourself, but then all of the successes are just yours. So that's, it's very rewarding.
Matthew Sarreau is the overall event director from OC Sport. His team flew over from France to visit Kinsale and attend the launch. He tells me about the race itself.
Starting line is in Nantes, in France, and between we go to Kinsale. After we go to the Britain in Roscoff. We make a big stopover in Roscoff, and after go to Dieppe in Normandy. Since 10 years, the solitaire don't go to the island. It was very, very important for this anniversary to go in Kinsale.
Enda O'Quinnin is one of the key players in bringing the Figaro race back to Kinsale.
I think it works extremely well because it's coming in the same time as SeaFest. And SeaFest is a major maritime festival and ocean follows the Ocean Wealth Conference. And we've lots of events planned for Kinsale, and the wonderful way the Kinsale community have engaged and Castle Park Marina. We're looking at a programme through the Atlantic Youth Trust charity whose mission is to connect young people with the ocean and adventure. So we're looking at a programme in the 6 weeks, particularly in the Munster region, in the build-up to the stopover, to visit schools and encourage school kids to come and see the sort of the role models. And then we'll have a competition with the schools so that we'll select 100 and to go and sail on these Figaro boats. So what we'll do on the Sunday morning in June of the start, they will leave Kinsale and we'll have what they call a prologue. So the Figaro boats, they're single-handed, but we'll take three young people who'd never been on a boat like this before on the boat, and we'll do a trip, the prologue, from Kinsale around into Cork Harbour. So then in Cork Harbour on the seafront off Cove, they'll be taken off. And our idea is that every boat in Cork Harbour, as part of SeaFest, will get them all on the water. And I think it'll be an extraordinary spectacle, and I think it's very exciting announced here today. And I think the way the people of Kinsale and, in fact, the clubs in Cork linked in with that, I think it's going to be a tremendous event. And it's really exciting for sailing in Ireland in 2019.
President of the Irish Sailing Association, Jack Roy, also attended the launch.
Well, it's going to give all our sailors an opportunity to view these new spectacular foiling boats. It's certainly going to give young sailors great visibility and first-hand up-close exposure to these boats, which is going to be the first time they'll see them, because they've only been launched earlier this year at the Paris Boat Show. It's going to be great. It's going to be, in terms of Kinsale getting the event, I think it's fantastic. It's going to be great for the town. It's going to be great. Our sailing is very happy that it's coming. It's a great opportunity for exposure for sailing in Ireland.
Niamh Hayes with that report. And the Figaro will be in Kinsale between June 5th and June 9th.